of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norvi Domaria. One of the greatest discoveries in scientific research is the Finsen light, a form of treatment for that dreadful skin disease, lupus. This light was invented by the Danish scientist Niels Ryberg Finsen, who was born in 1860 and died in 1904. Let us meet Niels Finsen when he was a young medical student, loose-limbed, strong of chin, and with the blue-gray eyes of his Viking ancestors. For 2 weeks, he has been waiting at the Blegdam Hospital, Copenhagen, to hear the daily reports on some smallpox cases who are undergoing the fantastic and heard-of treatment which he had devised. We find him in the office of the chief physician in earnest conversation.
And the smallpox patients are to be discharged today, Doctor?
Yes, Finsen, discharged, completely cured, thanks to you and your treatment. Do you know, I could kick myself now for laughing at you in the beginning when you first came to me and told me that the only way to keep smallpox blisters free from infection was to keep all light away from the patient.
And yet it was simple to understand. People infected with smallpox broke out all over in blisters, but only those on the hands and face became infected. Why? Because these parts are exposed to the light. Therefore, keep all light away, and the patient would be cured.
Of course, you are right. And I'm going to see you get proper recognition. Why, the cure you suggested has even been successful in a case of deadly black smallpox. And now, what are you going to do? Rest on your laurels?
Oh, Doctor, we've proved that sunlight is fatal to smallpox. Now I'm going to prove that sunlight will cure skin tuberculosis.
And that's the craziest idea of all.
I don't think so. You see, there was the cat. Our cat.
Cat? What's a cat got to do with
this? Oh, a lot. Everything, in fact. The poor little beggar had a nasty wound on his back. Looked like a dog bite. And I tried to put a dressing on it, but he scratched it off and bolted out into the garden and lay down in the sun. And as soon as the shade crept over him, he'd edge out into the sun again. This went on for 3 or 4 days. And by that time, the wound had healed. The sun did the trick. The sun and nothing but the sun.
And because it cured the cat, you think it will cure a deadly human disease like skin tuberculosis?
I'm sure it can.
Impossible, my boy. Impossible. Skin tuberculosis is proven to be incurable. Why, all the best doctors...
Says the same thing about smallpox, and yet...
Yes, yes, but this is too fantastic. It's, well, it's impossible.
I'm going to try it just the same.
Finsen experimented with a sunglass and proved that concentrated sunlight will kill microbes. But the Danish sun doesn't shine all the year round, so he decided to make his own sun. Lack of finance prevented him, so he sought the aid of Winfield Hansen, chief engineer of the Electric Light Works in Copenhagen. And there, amidst the hum of the dynamos and beneath a ghastly blue light, sat Morgensen, a sufferer of incurable skin tuberculosis and Finsen's first patient. Hansen is watching Finsen give the final treatment.
There. Finished. Well, you've stood it well, Morgensen. Every day for 4 months, you've sat beneath that light, and you've frizzled and fried in the heat. You've yelled at me, cursed me sometimes when it became unendurable. But it's over now, and we've burnt up the putrid thing that was eating your face away. Best of all, we've replaced the diseased tissues with healthy flesh.
I can't express my gratitude to you, Doctor. It isn't only myself that I'm thinking, but of thousands and thousands of other sufferers to whom your invention will bring health and happiness. Strange to say, although I've had so much of this treatment, I still don't quite grasp what it is. Would you be asking too much to explain it to me?
Not a bit. Who should I explain to more readily than to my first patient? Well, simply put, it is this. The rays from this powerful electric arc lamp under which you're being lying are passed into an absorbent medium which allows only the actinic or chemically active rays to pass through it. Now, these rays are concentrated by a moon of lenses made of rock crystal. They are then cooled by being passed through a continuous current of cold water, after which they were directed to the affected area of your face.
Wonderful, Doctor. Wonderful.
Well, yes, Morgensen, I think I'm perfectly safe in saying that in this contrivance of mine, we have a permanent cure for skin tuberculosis.
I can scarcely believe it's true, Finsen. For 8 years I've suffered with it. I've been to the best specialist all over Europe, and of course they said it was incurable. I've suffered hell with the agony. mental torture with the shame of it. Her face was repulsive. The sight of it revolted me. One huge ulcer. God knows what others felt when they saw the foulness of it. And now you've cured me. You and the artificial sunlight which has poured onto my face from that health-giving arc light there. All my life, I'll be grateful to you for putting an end to my misery and shame.
It's been a terrible time for you, Morganson. But now it's all over, and you look a different man.
Thanks to Dr. Pinson. And you too, Hansen, for allowing him to treat me here.
It's got its humorous aspects. I never thought I'd see the Copenhagen Electric Light Works turn into a confounded beauty parlor.
The miraculous nature of Pinson's cure stirred the scientific world to its depths and resulted in the faculty building the Pinson Institute, where he worked night and day treating and curing hundreds of sufferers of the hitherto incurable skin tuberculosis with the artificial sunlight treatment. But Pinson had been a victim of dropsy for years, and it had conquered even his terrific resistance. We find him in hospital, stoically lying on the operating table, watching the doctors tapping him for the seventh time with a surgical trocar. Suddenly, the doctor goes deathly white. The sweat pours from his forehead. Pinson realizes something serious has happened.
What's the matter, Doctor?
The nail was broken off and slipped down the trocar into the abdomen.
Operate then, old man, and find the
thing. I daren't. You're too weak. You'd never come out of the anesthetic, and...
Well, then operate without an anesthetic.
Impossible. You couldn't stand up to the torture.
Oh, I've gone through this tapping business 6 times without an anesthetic and never squealed much.
But this is different. Oh, if there's only some other way of getting that cursed needle out.
The confounded thing is still in the bottom of the trocar. We might get it.
How?
With a magnet. Ring up Hansen at the electric light works. He's sure to have one.
It's a chance. Nurse, get Mr. Hansen on the phone and tell him to send the strongest magnet he's got round here at once. Tell him what's happened. Hurry.
Yes, Doctor.
For God's sake, don't move, Hansen. Your life depends upon it.
I won't move, but I believe I'm going to sneeze.
Don't, man. Try and stop it. Pinch the bridge of your nose. A sneeze would be fatal.
Ah, that stopped it. Good idea, that of yours, Doc.
Cat, you're a cool customer. I've never seen a man like you. 7 times you've jumped upon that table to be tapped. You've suffered little hell. Yet not a word has passed your lips. Another man would shiver himself into a sweat with terror when he saw me with the scalpel in my hand. But nothing upsets you.
Yes. There's one thing, Doc.
And that is?
That I'll be unable to see my own autopsy.
Hey, no laughing, no.
Here's the nurses, Doctor. Mr. Hansen brought us round himself. He's going to wait until Dr. Pinson is taken back to the ward. I've sterilized it, Doctor.
Good. Now we'll see if we can draw that needle up. Lie still, old man.
Yes.
I'll just hold the magnet here.
Righto.
Thank God. We've got it.
Doctor, you've got the needle?
Yes. The brainwave on your part, Pinson. You've saved your own life.
Well, I think we'd better call it a day, Doc. Just wrap me up and let me go back to the ward.
All right, old man. I was just on the finish when that needle snapped. Nurse, call the wardsman and have them take Dr. Pinson back to the ward.
Yes, Doctor.
Your wife is waiting there for you, old man.
Poor little Ingeborg. She's not had much of a life since she married me.
Rubbish, Pinson. She's the proudest woman in Copenhagen, and she adores you. Righto, you fellows. Wheel Dr. Pinson back to the ward and be very careful. Wait. I'll come with you. Take it easy now.
You're like an old hen with its chickens, Doc.
Well, we want you to last us a long time yet, old man. By the way, I think there's a little surprise in store for you when you get back to the ward. And I want you to promise me that you won't excite yourself too much.
Right. What is the surprise?
You'll soon see. Here we are. Now, careful through that door.
Hello? What's this, a reception committee?
At last, my darling.
Oh,
are you feeling all right?
Of course, dear.
Oh, thank God. You were such a long time away that I thought... Oh, but I won't think about that anymore. You're here, and that's all that matters. And dear, the most wonderful thing in the world has happened.
It looks like it, with all these old codgers standing around the room.
Shh, dear. They're members of the faculty.
Yes, well, what the devil do they want?
Mr. Chairman, will you tell my husband the wonderful news?
It will give me the greatest pleasure, Madame Pinson. Dr. Pinson, the scientists of Denmark, and the whole of Europe, for that matter, owe you a debt which they will never be able to repay for the priceless gifts which you have given to science and to suffering humanity. Your simple but amazing discovery of treating and curing smallpox by the exclusion of light was one of these priceless gifts. Then you astounded and confounded us still more by curing the foulest of all skin diseases by your artificial sunlight treatment. You have brought health and happiness to thousands. You have restored the self-respect and banished the shame and misery of these poor sufferers who bless your name and thank God on their knees for the curing magic of your discoveries. And now it is my very great pleasure to inform you on behalf of my confreres that for the valuable services you have rendered to medical science, you have been awarded the Nobel Prize.